We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Hilchas Dogim, Halacha Dalid. We covered the introduction that Rav Nosson Zal gives. Now we're going to start from paragraph Aleph, which is Rav Nosson Zal's own words, you know, on the topic of fish, tying it into the chapter on Likutei Moran, Torah Tesvov and Likutei Moran Tanina. Vize Bechina Simone Dogim Snapir Vixkaskesis. Based on what Rabbeinu Zal explained, we're going to be able to have new insights on what the halacha tells us that the signs of a kosher fish are fins and scales. Ki dogim gedelim b'mayim, because fish live in water. U'mayim heim bebechinas tzedaka kanal, and we quoted earlier that water represents tzedaka. Rabbeinu Zal brings a few psukim in the Torah Likutei Moran that associate tzedaka with water. Shlach lach mochal pnei amayim, a number of different psukim. U'tzedaka shkula kechol ha'toyra kula, kamo yishamur azal. The Gemara tells us in Baba Basra that tzedaka is compared to the entire Torah. Sometimes when the Torah uses the word Torah, it means tzedakah. The chol haTorah kula nikreis b'shem tzedakah. The entire Torah is called tzedakah. Kamo shekosuv, utzedakah tihiyeh lanu, ki nishmor la'asos es kol chukei haTorah zois. So we see, you know, that the Torah is called tzedakah. Ve'ikar shem tzadik al shem tzedakah. And one of the main reasons why a tzadik is called tzadik is because of tzedaka, because that's one of the main ingredients in a tzaddik, charitableness, giving. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, tzaddik choinein venoisein. A tzaddik is one who is kind and giving. V'alkein hatzaddik mechuna b'shem dog, and this is why tzaddikim are also compared to fish. K'mo shekosu v'yidgu l'roiv, as it says by the brocha to Shevet Yosef. K'mo shekosu Rabbeinu Zal, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in Torah Tezayin, in the first half of Likutei Moran, ki dogim gidulam b'mayim, because fish live in water, shehem b'chinas tzedaka, which is tzedaka, sheze b'chinas hatzadik, shekol gidulo yal yidei tzedaka. This is the concept of the tzadik who grows, who lives with tzedaka. Ki hatzadik mamshich kol hatzedaka is bo'ilam. The tzadik is the one who draws all kindness, all of Hashem's charitableness into the world. Ki hu matzdik umezakes Yisrael umates libam l'Hashem Yisborach sheitnu tzedaka v'ikaymu es ha-toyra shenikres tzedaka. The tzaddik is the one who justifies and purifies Klal Yisrael, and he brings them to righteousness and goodness, and he leads their hearts to Hashem, that they should be charitable, and that they should fulfill the Torah, which is called tzedakah. V'hu mekabel kol hatzedakos, and the tzaddik is the one who receives all the tzedakos from Hashem. All of Hashem's goodness goes to the tzaddik. U'mashpia oisam l'knesses Yisrael, and he is the one who is mashpia, who passes it on and distributes it to Klal Yisrael. U'mamshich kol ha-hashpois v'ha-brochois l'kli Yisrael k'yadua. The tzaddik is the one who draws all shefa and brocha to Klal Yisrael, as is known. There are thousands of proofs to this. Some of the obvious ones we find we had in our recent Torah reading, where Hashem said to Avram Avinu that until now the brochas were by me. From here on in, I'm v'heyeh brocha. I'm giving the bracha to you. You're the one who will distribute brachas. You, the tzaddik, you're the one how Hashem gives the koyach of bracha. Now, in terms of Kabbalistically, we know the Zohar HaKadosh quotes the famous pasuk, Kol hanacholim hoilchem alayam. All streams feed into the ocean. They feed into the sea. The yam, in that context, refers to the malchus. The Necholim, the streams, are the other spheroids, the other midos of Hashem, the nine midos, let's say, for now, we'll come to it in a minute, let's say the eight midos of Keser or Chachma through Hoid. All of those are like streams that stream their light into the Malchus. But the Sifrei Kabbalah explain to us and teach us that there's a pipe through which all of that goes. And that pipe is the Midas HaYisoid, the Yisoid, the Tzaddik. All the Shefa feeds into the Yisoid, and the Yisoid is the one who passes it on to the Malchus. The Malchus is sometimes called Knesset Yisrael. The Malchus of Hashem is the Jewish people, Yisrael Mamshalosov, we say. So there are many different contexts in which we're shown this concept that everything originates by Hashem. Hashem gives it to the Tzaddik. The Tzaddik is the one who disseminates and distributes to the world, to Klal Yisrael. Ubishvil zeh ha-tzadik noisein l'chol mi shebekabel menu. And based on this, we have the concept that Rabbeinu Zal taught us, that anyone whom the tzadik receives from, he's actually giving to him. The tzadik is giving. Ha-tzadik noisein l'chol mi shebekabel menu. Kemo yishom Rabbeinu Zal b'hamaisa shel yoyim ha-shishim ha-shiva betlers, like Rabbeinu Zal said, in the Sipurim Isaias, in the sixth day of the Sheva Brachas, in the story of the seven Betlers, Shehispoyer Satzmai, that the Betler prided himself, saying, Sheyeshli Koyach Koze Beyodov, that he has this power in his hands, Shemikolmi Shemekabel Mimenu, Hu Noisein Loi, that anybody who he receives from, he's actually giving to them. Vialkain, Hu Bal Tztoka. And that's why that Betler was called the real master of Tztoka, the Bal Tztoka. Ayin Shom, look over there in Sipurei Maaseis. Now, to clarify this a little, the question, now hold on a second. If the Tzaddik has everything, why is anybody giving him anything? The answer is, Hashem designed the world in such a way to make it seem as if the tzaddik doesn't have everything. There are certain cases where tzaddikim appear to be mamish poor, destitute people, super poverty. And if somebody doesn't give him challah, he ain't going to have anything to eat. He's going to just dry up. He's going to die. That kind of thing. The reason Hashem does that is for us to be able to have a connection to the tzaddik. One of the ways that a Jew connects to a tzaddik is by giving to the tzaddik. So Hashem designed the world to make it appear as if the tzaddik has all kinds of needs. There are people who are privileged to know the tzaddik and to have their eyes open up and be able to see what the tzaddik needs and have the brains to jump in and offer to give it, you know, and to jump to give it, to give it to the tzaddik. What they do by that is they make a kesher. They create a channel, a pipe, through which the tzaddik can give them everything he has to give. Obviously, there is no comparison. It isn't one to a billion, and it isn't one to a trillion. If a person gives a tzaddik $1 million, that's a fractional, that's microscopic, compared to what they get from the tzaddik. And we're talking about just in what we see, what we know. The advice that the tzaddik gives, the kesher to Hashem, the hisirus, the schaskus, all of those things. We're not talking about what we don't see, what we don't know, what it means to be attached to a tzaddik, what that means in being connected to Hashem, toilam haba, you know, v'chulu, 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 etc., etc. That's this concept where we say that whoever the tzaddik is taking from, he's really giving to. When Rabbeinu Zal speaks in Likutei Moran and it's only about giving tztoka to the tzaddik, and when the Shulchan Aruch speaks about supporting Talmidei Chachamim, those who are supporting the Talmidei Chachamim have to know that I ain't the one giving, I'm receiving. I have the privilege. The Mefarshim point out that the word venosnu, when it says in the Torah, you shall give, the word venosnu, you can read it both ways. It's one of those magic words. Vav nun tof nun vav. When you're giving, you're taking, you're getting back. When a person is zecher to give tzedakah to the right place, to the right way, they're receiving. And again, they're not receiving in equal ratio. Person gives meiser. Hashem says, you give me 10, I give you 90. You know, and that's on the simplest level. Baruchnius, you know, it's obviously billions of times more and higher. V'al kein hadogim ein tzrichim shchita. Rak asifosim himitarosim. This is why the Gemara tells us in Chulin Daf Chav Zayin that fish don't require shchita. Gathering them in, that purifies them. Vein shum dvar isur bedogim toirim. And when it comes to the kosher species of fish, there's nothing at all unkosher in them. It's not like a kosher cow that you have to cut out this and cut out that, and you can't eat this and can't eat that. Mashen came b'shar balei chayim toirim she'osur b'hem hachele v'adam v'gidanoshe utzrichim shchita. You know, when it comes to animals or birds. V'zeh, why is this? Ki hadogim nimshach chiyusam mebchinas hatzadik, because the fish draw their chiyus from the aspect of tzadik, shubchinas tzedaka, which is synonymous with tzedaka. V'alkein ein tunim shum tikunoid. That's why they don't require any additional tikun. Ki atzadik kvar zikech es atzmoy mikoil v'koil, because the true tzadik has already purified himself completely from everything. Ve'ein boi shum nidnud psoilesoid. There isn't any iota of waste or junk in him whatsoever. Alkein hadogim shinikosam isham ein tunim oid shum tikun vezikuch alidei shchita. Therefore, fish who are drawing from tzaddik, they're drawing from a place that's totally, totally pure. Therefore, they don't require any purification at all whatsoever through shchita. Vegam ein shum davar asur b'hem, and also there's nothing treif in a kosher fish. Ki b'hatzadik ein boi shum psoilis kanal, because in the tzadik there is nothing negative, there is nothing wasteful. Avol behemois v'oifois, whereas animals and fowl, meramzin al shar b'nei adam, they represent regular Jews or regular people. Afal pishen tohirin, whereby even the kosher ones, shinikosam mitzadak dusha, which are drawing, even the kosher animals, which are drawing from the side of kedusha, meaning mibnei Yisrael haksherim, they're drawing from religious Jews, observant Jews. Avla falpikein adayin loy nistaknu v'nizdakchu legamri mikoil v'koil. Still, the vast majority of religious Jews are not 100% pure. They have not purified themselves completely yet from all taivus rois and midos rois and everything. Alkein habehemois v'oifoi shemkablam chiyus mehem tzrichim tikun hashchita. Therefore, behemos chayus and oifois, which receive chiyus from religious Jews, they still require some tikkun. They require the tikkun of shchita. V'gam achar kach, and even after you shecht it, kama dvorim asurim b'hem. There are still several things that are forbidden in the behemah chayinoiv. K'moy hadam v'hachelev. Ki adayin yesh b'hem kama psoilas kanal, because there's still stuff there that's no good in these religious people. Avol hatzadik. But when we speak of the tzaddik, kvarnoki vezach mikoil v'choil, we're talking about somebody who's already completely pure from everything. V'yochoi lavedes Hashem Yisborach b'chol dover shaboilam. We're talking about a person who's on a level where he's serving Hashem with everything he does, not just his learning of Torah or his tefillah. Afilu b'achilu shtia, even with his eating and drinking. V'sichas chulin, even when he's not talking words of Torah, even when he's speaking regularly diburim, he's being mamtigdinim, he's making yichudim, he's accomplishing all kinds of incredible things. Alkein hadogim shemekablam chiyus misham ein tunim shum tikun. Therefore, fish who are drawing their chiyus from the tzaddik, they don't require any tikun at all. Rak asifoson himetaharton, just gathering them up, that's enough. That purifies them. Sheze bechinas tzaddikim shenemar bahem vayigva vayeosef elamov. That corresponds to the tzaddikim about whom the Torah writes. When a tzaddik passes away, it uses that same terminology. Vayigva vayeosef elamov. He was gathered into his people. V'alkein ein bohem shum dover hosur. Therefore, in the kosher fish, there is no part of it whatsoever that's forbidden. Ki ein bohem shum psoilis, because there's nothing there that's no good. However, we know that there are still kosher species of fish and unkosher. Ushneim gidulom bamayim, and both of them live in water. What's the story there? So again, Rabbi Nazal explained in the Torah, Hainu ki yesh shakronim shemar natsmon kitzadikim. There are liars, phonies, fakes that appear like tzadikim. They pretend to be exactly like the true great tzadikim. Umedabrim gedoylois venefloys kilu heim yicholim gam kein lavidas Hashem Yisborach b'chol dover. And they pride themselves, they speak about themselves, and they make it seem as if they also have this ability to serve Hashem with their eating and their drinking, and every move they make is yichudim and all kinds of things. Aval hakoil sheker v'chosov kanal. However, it's false, fake. Umishom nimshach yenikas hadogim tmeim. And that's where the non-kosher species of fish draw their spiritual energy from. Shenirim kedogim. They also look like fish. Shu b'chinas tzadik. They're also fish. Ugedelim b'mayim. And they live in water. Shu b'chinas koyach hatzdoko. They also are involved in tzedaka and charitableness and helping people, healing people. Sheze ikar b'chinas tzadik. That's the essence of tzadik. Avalheim tmeim. But they are unkosher. They're impure. Ki heim shakronim. They're phony. Umarin atzmon ki tzadikim ki koifu b'nei odam. They make believe. They pretend to be tzadikim like an ape. You know, like aping. Avlakoil sheker v'chozov. However, it's all not true. V'yinikoso mi psoiles hamayim. They draw from the waste of the water, mibchinas mayim roim, from bad waters, haynu mitzdokois pegumois shel horishoim hanoyafim, from the tainted money, the tainted tzedakah that comes from rishoim, adulterers. V'zeu b'chinas dogim tohoirim u'dogim tmeim. Now we could understand the concept of kosher fish and non-kosher fish. Ki dogim tohoirim heim b'chinas hatzadikim amitiim kanal. Kosher fish represent the true tzaddikim. V'dogim tmeim heim b'bchinas hamaran atzmon ketzaddikim l'dabar gedolos v'nefloes v'akol sheker kanal. And the non-kosher fish represent those who pretend like their tzaddikim. They say all kinds of great things about themselves, which are not true. V'alkein hasimin shebeneim hu snapir v'kaskesis. And therefore, the way to distinguish between them is by fins and scales. V'ho ikru kaskesis. The main thing is the scales. Ki kol sheyesh lo kaskesis. Anything that has scales automatically has fins. But anything that has fins doesn't necessarily have scales. Kaskeses ze levush kaskasim hameginim al hoer. Scales are a garment. It's like a clothing of a shield of scales that protects the skin. Hanimshochim mikoyach hatzdoko digdusha, which comes from the power of holy tzdoko, shemagenes umatzeles, which protects. Kemoy shirion kaskasim, like an armor of scales, shematzel mikolachitzim, which protects the one who's wearing it from all kinds of arrows. Bibichinas, as the pasuk says about Goliath, veshirion kaskasim hulavish, he was wearing armor of scales. Vezebichinas tzedaka, and something that a person wears, a protective garment, that's the concept of tzedaka. Bichinas, as the pasuk says in Iyov, chavtes, tzedek lovashti, that tzedek is a lavush, a malbush. Bechinas vayilbash tzedoko kashiryoim. And as the pasuk says in Yeshaya Nuntes, that he wore tzedoko like a coat of armor. V'alkein hakaskasimim simentara. Therefore, scales are a sign of kashrus, of purity. Ki heim ramzim shenim shachalem koyach hatzdoka digdusha. They imply that the one that has these scales has drawn upon itself the koyach of holy tzdoka, shemagenes umatzelos misitrachra, which protects from the sitrachra, misitra demoisa. Bebchinas tzdoka tatzil mimoves. As the pasuk says, tzedakah protects from death, from the sitra achra. Shezeo bechinas kaskasim. That's the concept of these scales. Bechinas shirion kaskasim hamatzilim echitzim the sitrachra. This armor of scales that protect from the arrows of the sitrachra. Bechinas vayilbash tztoko kashirion kanal. Aval dogim tmeim heim arumim belilavu shakaskasim. Whereas non-kosher fish are naked. They don't have this garment of the scales. Ki ein lehem koyach hatzdoka. They don't have the koyach hatzdoka. Ki bechinas hatzdoka shem yoin kimishom hu hatzdoka shel anoyafim vorishoim. Because the tzdoka that they draw from, the tzdoka that they receive, is coming from rishoim, evil people and adulterers. Shebevadai ein lo koyach lohoginu lahatzil. That kind of tzdoka does not have any protective power. Ki eino nikro tztoko klal. It's not called tztok at all. Rak nikro b'shem michshoil. But rather, it's referred to as a stumbling block. Kemo yishom Rabbi Sinizal al posuk be'eis apecho hachshilem. As the Gemara says in Baba Kama, and Rabbeinu Zal quotes this over there in the Torah of Kutumram, that Yirmiyahu HaNavi had enemies who were causing him tremendous suffering. So he was mispalil, and he said to Hashem, Hashem, when you're going to be angry at them, hachshilem, mess them up. So the Gemara says, what does it mean, mess them up? Mess them up with aniyim sheinim hagunim. Make sure that their tztaka goes to the wrong places. So tztaka going to the wrong place is called a michshol. That's what it's called. It's a stumbling block. It's not a protective shield. V'alkein heim arumim b'li levush. Therefore, they are naked. They don't have the protective garment. This is the concept that we said, the pegam of their tztoka, that not only doesn't protect, it causes niyuf, rachman al-salon. Shubachinas oroim b'li levush. Niyuf, the concept of nakedness, without any clothing. Ki tikkun habris, shubachinas tztoka digdusha, hubachinas levushim. Because purity in the issue of tikkun habris, which is the concept of holy tztoka, that's a concept of garments. Ki halavushin heim bechinas tikkun habris. Garments symbolize tikkun habris. Tznius, the concept of a person keeping themselves covered properly. Bebechinas vayas Hashem Elokim lo'adam l'ishtoi kosnas or v'yalbishem. Shezeh ne'amar l'inyan ha'tikkun shalem kiyadua. That pasuk is written regarding a tikkun for the Eitz Hadas. And that's also where Rus said to Boaz, you'll spread out your protective cover, your konof, your malbush, over your maidservant. Whereas pegamabris is usually referred to as nakedness, revealing erva. Bechinas eroim verio, kamay shekosov, kein yinhages shvi mitzrayim, Oroim v'yochef v'chasufei sheis. That this is how they led the captives of Mitzrayim, you know, unclothed. Upirish Rashi, ki heim mizera chom, because they come from the children of Chom, shegilo erev asoviv, who revealed the erev of his father. Hainu pegamabris. So we see that garment, clothing, represents shmira sabris, and unclothed is the opposite. V'alkein hadogim tmeim, therefore the unkosher species of fish, shenim shochem yashakronim, which draw their koyach from those phonies, shemekablam yatztoka shlanoyafim, who receive from tztoka of adulterers, alkein heim arumim belilavu shakaskasim. That's why those fish are naked. They don't have the covering of the scales.